First of all, be thankful and rejoice.
Ekisookera ddala, siima era ojaguze.
In the book of Psalms 23, verse
6,
that was our theme verse of the year
2024.
It says, "Sure goodness and mercy, unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell forever throughout all my days in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord." You know, 2024, we've been in the presence of God every Wednesday. God has done great things this year. First of all, we grew from about 20 locations to 39 locations. 2023, we had 20 locations. 2024, we reached
39.
We got a new audio studio. 2024, we launched into a digital radio. If you are digitalized, you can find us on Enjiri Radio. If you are a data person, you can find us on enjiriradio.com. 2024, we did 4 major conferences. And that means also 2024, God has provided 4 times
emirundi ena
our incomes.
Okusinga kwecho byetuyingiza.
Because last year we did 1 major conference.
Omwaka ogwaggwa twakola yo conference emu yokka.
And this year we did 4 conferences.
Omwaka guno tukoze conference.
So we are able to spend 4 times what we spent the other year.
Norecho tusobode okusasanya.
God has provided.
Tusobode osasanya emirundi eno okusinga kwetu akola omwaka ogwedde Katonda agabiridde.
On average, this year, every Sunday, we've been sitting about
4,000
people.
Every
Sunday. And you are clapping like you don't understand. So God has been faithful in doing that. In taking us and showing us His goodness and His mercy. There is nothing we can say is because we knew what to do. We attribute everything to God. God has taken us through each step, giving us victory after victory. This year, He has introduced us to bigger platforms. Amen.
Amen.
This year, I've been leading a fellowship of pastors, of over 1,000 pastors every month. Goodness and mercy has followed us. There are so many additions that God has added to us. And I believe if you're keen to watch,
ofayo,
You will be able to see God at work. You must have recognized God. So in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5,
Mbatesa soke sura ya kutano nyo
wakuna mkaga.
Verse 16.
The Bible says, rejoice always.
Biblia gama musanyu kenga
burikasiri. And delight in your faith.
Era mwenyumirize mkukiriza kwa mwe.
Rejoice always.
Musanyu kenga burikasiri.
And delight in your faith.
Era mwenyumirize mkukiriza kwa mwe.
Now that you are born again.
Katiki wa malo kulokoka.
You should rejoice.
Oteke duwa musanyuka.
And you should be happy.
Ato teke duwa kubo musanyufu.
Be happy because you're born again. Bera musanyufu
kubanga walokoka.
Be glad to tell everybody, hey, I am a born again.
Bera musanyufu gamba
abantu. I am a mulokole.
Tinze nalokoka ndi mulokole.
I am a child of God.
Ndi mwana wa Katonda.
I've been washed by the blood.
Na nazwa no musayi.
Rejoice.
Sanyuka bulikasere.
Rejoice for what he has done. Sanyuka kurecho
chakoze.
He has done you well.
Akukoze bulungi.
You can actually sing a song.
Osoma nokuimbo
luimba. He has done me well. He has done me well. He has done me well. Jesus. Amen. He has done you well.
Akukoze bulungi.
Let your mouth be filled with laughter and joy.
Leka akamwa kukajule sanyu nenseko.
In verse 18 it says.
Munyoro 18 agamba.
In every situation.
Mubuli mbera yonna.
No matter what the circumstances.
Sinsonga mbere etya.
Be thankful.
Mwebazenga.
And continually give thanks to God.
Era buli kaseera webazenga Katonda.
For this is the will of God.
Kubanga kuno kwe kwagala kwa Katonda.
For you in Christ Jesus.
Eri gwe mu Kristo Yesu.
Be thankful.
Sanyuka webaze.
Thank God for everything.
Webaze Katonda ku lwa buli kintu.
I was hearing a story.
Nali mpulira emboozi.
Of a certain man of God from a certain country.
Okuva eri omusajja wa Katonda ava mu ggwanga erimu.
The country starts with one of the letters of the alphabet.
Eggwanga eritandise ezimu ku nnukuta za walifu.
Alif bete. Him and his team.
Ye ne timu ye.
Felt the need to go and pray.
Bawulira obwetaavu bw'okugenda okusaba.
And they found a certain land.
Ne basanga ettaka ekifo ekimu.
And they went there and started praying.
Ne batuukayo ne batandika okusaba.
Believing also.
Era nga bakkiriza.
That the Lord has given them that land.
Nti Mukama ettaka eyo yali alibawadde.
So they started praying.
Ne batandika okusaba.
Going around and praying and praying and praying.
Ne basaba ne beetoloola nga bwe basaba.
And the owner of the land came to them and said, please stop. Praying here. Because someone has bought the land.
Kubanga ttaka lino waliwo omuntu eyamaze dolikula.
So they vacated the land.
Ne bava ku ttaka eryo.
But they weren't rejoicing.
Ne bagendanga basanyufu.
Thanking God for the land.
Katonda ku
ttaka. And they said, Lord, thank you for the land.
Ne bagamba Mukama we balo
ttaka. Because you have given us the land.
Kubanga ttaka lyo lituwadde.
A few years later.
Emyaka egyayitawo.
They bought land
ne bagule ttaka
in that same place
mu kifo ekyo kyennyini.
But this time around
naye omulundi guno
the land they were praying for before
ettaka lye baali basabira okusooka
was one of the smaller pieces of the bigger land they bought
kyali kitundu ekitono ku ttaka eddene lye baamala ne bagula.
Okay, let me put it this way.
Kanchogere bwenti.
If you are praying for an acre of land,
and
then the owner of the land comes and says, stop praying because somebody has already bought this land. But after a few years, you buy not just an acre of land, you buy a square mile of land. And the other 1 acre.
Neri ekemu je wali osabira
is part of the square mile.
Neri kitundu ku square mile eyo.
Be thankful to God always.
Weba ze Katonda buli kaseera.
Even when things seem not to be going your way.
Ne wangu baduluse ebintu bate bitambula mu ngeri gwe je wandyagadde bitambulemu.
You don't feel disappointed.
Togwa mumanyi.
Keep thanking God.
Sigala nga weba za Katonda.
Because the bigger picture is
kubanga kifananye kinene kiri nti
God is at work.
Katonda akola.
And God has the bigger picture. Man does not have the bigger picture. It is God who has the bigger picture. So in every circumstance of life, positive or negative, whether it looks, whatever it looks, however it comes out,
to
be thankful to God. We thank God for 2024. Even for the few things that did not go our way, you give thanks. Because eventually, all things are good. I was reading my Bible this week, and I was reading from Genesis chapter 1, going forward, and reading Psalms chapter 1, going forward, and reading Proverbs chapter 1, going forward, and reading Matthew chapter 1, going forward. And I found a few things. When you read Genesis chapter 1, for 6 days, even seven, God created different things. But everything he created was good. What he created on the first day was good. Second day, good. Third day, good. Fourth day, good. Fifth day, good. Seventh day, the day of rest, good. When you go to chapter 2, the scriptures show us how these things came to happen. Chapter 3, we find the serpent. In verse 1, the Bible says, now the serpent was the most deceitful, crafty thing that God had created. And serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And the serpent comes to the woman and said, did the real God say you should not eat anything in this field? That statement alone is deceitful. Because he was created as subtle, as deceitful, as crafty. And the woman said, no, he told us to eat everything except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So this is what happened. God had protected man from the knowledge of evil, except the knowledge of good. Because everything he created was good. Every creation was good. And so God said, I want to protect these people from any other thing except good. So he said, don't eat anything else. Stay on good. Stay on good. Stay on good. Everything about you is good. Everything about you is good. Everything concerning you is good. Stay on good. Think good. Talk good. Meditate on good. Concern yourself with good. Everything is good. But the serpent wanted to bring the other side. And he used deceit to make them eat. Now they can see good and evil. For example, when man was created and woman, the Bible says they were naked and they did not care. They were good. Even nakedness was good. God had no problem with them being naked. Because everything he created was what? Why do you think the scriptures say, after I created them, and the Bible says, and they were naked?
Because
it was good for them to be naked. It is the knowledge of evil. The Bible says when they ate the fruit, no good and evil, and then they saw they were naked. Otherwise they were naked and they did not care. They were just human beings created in the image and the likeness of God. But when evil came in, that's when man began to realize the nakedness is evil and all the other evil things. So Jesus comes and he restores us. No wonder this is Restoration Assembly Church. When he restored us, he restored us to the mindset of good. So after you have given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus takes you back to the original image of goodness, do not allow evil to be part of your sight and your thought. Neither your talk. You see no evil. You talk no evil. You live in no evil. You think no evil. You see good. You talk good. You live good. You think good. I hope there is somebody listening to me. So to you everything is good. And therefore you thank God for everything. Because with you all things are good. Actually, I think Paul says, whatever things are good, whatever things are perfect, whatever things are righteous, think about those things. He does not give you the opportunity to think of evil to you, because you are a child of God. All things work together for the good. Even when the enemy brings something to make it evil, for you all things are good. Touch three people and tell them all things are good. Come on, I can only say all things are good. All things are good. When the landlord comes knocking and he gives you a deadline, that is good, because you are moving from being a tenant to becoming a landlord. All things are good. When somebody comes to you and says you are fired from a job, now all that is good for you, because you are not going to be an employee. Now you are going to be an employer. You are not a job seeker. You are a job creator. All things are good. Thankful.
What I say?
Rejoice.
Sanyuka.
Why are you rejoicing?
Sanyuka.
Because you see no evil.
Kubanga tola ba chibi.
You talk no evil.
Ogera chibi.
You think no evil.
Oloza mumi.
For you, you think good.
Oloza birunji.
You talk good.
Oyogera birunji.
You see good.
Olaba bulunji.
Yes. When you see the clouds rising and you are in the middle of a meeting, that is good, because people are about to see a miracle. They are going to see rain on your left and see rain on your right, and it is not coming to you. Glorify the God that you serve. It is 2024. thankful and rejoice. Why? Because all things are good. You see no evil. You think no evil. You talk no evil. You think good. You see good. You talk good. Somebody say good.
You're gonna good.
Come on, somebody say good.
Gamba chirunji.
All things are good. If a man comes and he chucks you, he says, I don't love you anymore. That is very good. He was not the good one for you. He
thought
the good one is just around the corner. Yes. If a woman comes and say, I don't care about you, don't have a sleepless night, that is good. Because the best is about to come. The Baganda say, the best in Uragala is still there in the plantation. So, moreover, this one is beauty challenged. The most beautiful one is about to show. Somebody say, good.
Gama chirunji.
Be thankful.
What is it?
If you're not employed and you're self-employed, that is good. Because now you are your own boss. That's good. You know what it means to be your own boss? You work for you. It is good. Be thankful. And rejoice. Don't live a damp life. No. Live a happy life. As we enter 2025, all things are good. There is a saying in
Luganda
that if somebody is chasing you, they are actually showing you the way. If somebody is chasing you, they are actually showing you the way. Don't say, oh, you're chasing me. Come on. They are showing you a way. Because if one way is closed, seven ways are open. The Bible says, if a thief comes and steals, what happens? They repay seven times. If an enemy comes your way, in one way, what happens? God scatters him seven ways. It is good for you. When they are scattered in seven ways, then they are not even in one piece. They are in pieces. And as for you, you are becoming great and bigger. Because God is your righteousness. God is your rock of defense. God covers you with a banner of grace. The mercy of God is with you forever. Now that the Lord is your shepherd, you lack nothing. You have everything. Oh yes. If one is taken away, seven are given back to you. All things are good. Somebody say good. The Bible says even when you fall seven times, it is good, because you're going to rise up again. You shall not fall and remain fallen. When you fall, you shall rise again. I said you shall rise again. I said you shall rise again. Lift your hand and say, I shall arise again. Yes. You rise again. You grow again. You overcome again. You triumph again. When one door is closed, seven doors are open. When one way is closed, seven ways are open. God was talking to Paul. Paul had an issue in his life. We don't know what it was. But he said there came a piercing of the enemy. The enemy pierced him. He doesn't tell us what was piercing him. And so he, in his explanation, he shows that he was feeling bad. And he said, I prayed to God 7 times. I went to God. Take this away from me. Lord, take this away from me. And God said, No, don't worry about that. When you are weak, my strength is manifest in you. So even whatever he was going through, whatever trouble it was, whatever it caused him, was known for bad. The strength of God was about to show through him. So what would it profit Paul?
Okubanga atedde bulungi nga tayina nsonga yonna naye ate ng'amaanyi ga Katonda tegalabizwa. Katonda yali agamba kisingako ange sibe muggwe sinso oyitamu.
Amen.
Amina.
So, even going through the piercing of the enemy, when people talk about you, it's not bad. It is good.
Chirunji.
When they backbite you, it is not bad. It is good.
Nacho chirunji.
They are publishing your name. They are taking you where you would not be. You never know. As they gossip about you, they might gossip you before a great man. And that great man says, I want to see that man. And when they bring you before themselves, you end up being blessed. Somebody shout
hallelujah.
It is good.
Chirunji.
Everything is good. If somebody abuses your tribe, oh, it is good. Because now they let everybody know that you belong to that great tribe. All things work together for the good. Be thankful and rejoice. Be thankful and rejoice. Lift your hands, clap them for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Ephesians 5:19, I've been stuck on one verse, but I want to go forward.
In verse 19,
it says, speak to one another. In psalms.
Muzabuli.
In hymns.
Munyimba.
In spiritual songs.
Munyimbe zomoyo.
Offering praise.
Ngamuwa sadaka.
By singing.
Eyokuimba.
And making melody.
No kusanyuka no kuimba.
With your heart.
Ne mitima ne sanyu mitima
to the Lord.
Eri mukama.
Always giving thanks to God,
Katonda,
the Father of all things,
Tata weba,
in the name of our Lord Jesus
Christ.
Christo. Let me tell you something. When you first wake up, the sound you want to hear is the sound of a psalm. Is the sound of a melody. Is the sound of worship. You want to hear a music coming up. Not the sound of your landlord. Or the sound of the pain in your body. You want to hear a psalm. And Paul is saying, when you speak to one another, speak in hymns. Speak in songs. Speak in spiritual tongues, offering praises to God. In others, don't allow the sound of your voice to be a sound of mourning, a sound of crying, a sound of regret, a sound of wishful thinking. Let it be a sound sound of glorification, glorifying God. And usually, personally, when I wake up in the morning, there are two things I look forward to: a song coming out of my mouth. And when I hear a song, I go to my YouTube and look for it and play it and start praying behind that song. And usually it's a message from the Lord. Usually it is an encouragement. It becomes the song of my day. My heart keeps humming it inside. I praise God over it. I worship God over that song. But when I wake up and the first thought is the thought of the debt I have, when you start praying, you doze off, you feel weak, you are worried, you are concerned. So allow yourself to wake up with a song of thanksgiving to God, praising His name. And sometimes I feel a psalm or a scripture. When I hear a scripture coming out, I go to my Bible, I read that scripture, I read it in several versions, because each version gives me a different way of interpretation. I read it in the King James Version. I read it in the New NIV. I read it in the New Living Translation. I read it in the Amplified Version. I read it in the Passion Translation. I read it in Common Day English. I read in the Good News Version. I read that same verse. I can read it 20, 30, 40 times. And every time I read, it becomes a prophecy. It becomes a word of God. It becomes a revelation. It becomes something that builds my faith. I pray it in tongues. I pray it in Luganda. I pray it in English. I recite it again and again. That day, I walk and I live under the power of that word. That's why Paul says, speak to yourself in psalms and hymns. You don't want to wake up and the voice, the sound coming out of you is kasongo yeye. You wake up and Jaden is the one coming out. There's no life in Kasongo. There's no life in Jaden. But there's life in the psalm. There's life in the word of God. There is life in the praise. In the song of thanksgiving. Allow yourself not to wake up with a debt in your heart. Don't wake up with a contradiction in your life. Don't wake up with somebody who died. That's why when I go to sleep, I switch off my phone, because people are very funny. They can call you at 3 in the morning and they tell you, don't you know, so and so has died. Now that he's dead, what do you want me to do? They are dead. They are not in the land of the living. I am in the land of the living. So when I go to sleep, my phones go off. I sleep after listening to a song, or reading a scripture, or humming a hymn. Some songs I don't know them. I know one word, so I keep that one word. And the others I say, Jesus, he has done it again. I don't know the other words, but I know my spirit knows these other words, and I don't want to live in a death trap. I want to live in the life of God. Thankful. Be rejoicing. Be gracious to God. Somebody say amen.
Gamba amina.
Psalms 111.
Zaburi chikumi kuminem.
And verse 1.
No soka.
He says, praise the Lord.
Agama mutendeleze mukama.
Hallelujah.
Mukama yebaziwe.
I'll give thanks. thanks to the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart in the company of the upright and in the congregation. Some of you want to praise God in the toilet. Some of you, you say, for me, my songs come out right when I'm in the bathroom. Some of you bath in these bathrooms, they are called the Uriah's wife bathroom. Bathsheba's bathroom. It doesn't have a door. It has a blanket or a
resu.
And there's no roof. Those are Bathsheba's bathrooms. And then you are in Bathsheba's bathroom. That's where you sing.
Anjagala.
When we come here, the Bible says, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart in the company of the upright and in the congregation. When we come here, give thanks to the Lord. Praise with all your heart. Rejoice. Sing.
Yimba.
Dance.
Zina.
Exalt the Lord.
Gulumiza
mukama. Give thanks what God is doing.
Webaze Katonda wewe
yakula. Don't be quiet.
Tosirika.
In the presence of the people. Let the world know.
Leke nse chimanye.
Be like King David.
Beranga kawaka Daudi.
He danced so much.
Yazina nyo.
In the streets of Jerusalem.
Munguru za Yerusalem.
And he was the king of Israel.
Atenga yali kawaka wa
Yerusalem. The man so much danced.
Amusaja yazina nyo.
That his clothes fell off.
Sinengo eze nezigwa.
But he did not stop.
Na eti yareke rao.
It was upon the soldiers and the SFC of that time to make sure they cover him again. As for him, he was busy dancing and rejoicing and praising God. Don't wait to praise in the bedroom. Praise the Lord in the congregation of the upright. In the presence of many people, don't be diplomatic in your praises. Be like David. There's even a song that I will dance as David danced. I will dance, I will dance,
I will dance,
I will dance like David danced. He's a king.
Kabaka.
Who are you?
Gwani.
Ask your neighbor, who are you? Because we see King David dancing.
Kubanga
so who are you?
Katate gwe gwani.
But then the Bible says we are kings and queens. And so because we are kings and queens, we copy fellow kings. We copy David. The Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. He was looking out for what God wants. What God enjoys, David enjoyed. What God desired, David desired. What God liked, David liked. The Bible says God inhabits the praises of his people. So when we start dancing and praising the Lord, God has no choice. He comes down. And his presence and his power joins into the party. Be thankful. And be rejoicing. 2025. Be thankful. Rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Come on, I say rejoice. Be thankful to God. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the afternoon. Praise him in the night. Praise him when the sun goes down. Praise him everywhere. Praise him when you have. Praise him when you have not yet. Praise him when there is no manifestation. Praise him when there is a manifestation. Praise him for his good and his mercy endures forever. For the Lord is the Lord of Lords. He's the King of Kings. He loves you more than you know him. He's a good father. That is who he is. He's your father. He's with you in the morning, in the afternoon, in the night. When you go out and when you come in, praise him. And again I say praise him. Rejoice in his name. Somebody shout hallelujah. Lift your hands and praise him. I said lift your hands and praise him. I said lift your hands and praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him everywhere. Praise him at work. Praise him in the village. Praise him in the city. Praise him in the countryside. Praise him everywhere. He is the Lord. He is the King of Kings. He is your righteousness. He is your rock of refuge. He is your protecting hand. He loves you more than you know. He is a good father. He is our Savior. He is the sacrifice lamb. Praise him. He picks the unknown and he makes them known. He picks the useless and he makes them useful. Oh, come on, praise him. We who are not the people, he has made us a people. We were not a nation, he has made us a nation. We were not a priest, he has made us a royal priesthood. Oh, he's a great God. He is everywhere with you. You are never alone. He made a promise. He said, I will be with you. When you go through fire, I will be with you. When you go through water, I will be with you. When you go through hell, I am with you. His promises are yes and amen. When he makes a promise, he looks after his word to fulfill it. Every word for 2025, he's going to fulfill it. Every word that is written about you, can I tell you something? As you approach 2025, approach 2025 with this mind in you, with this understanding that greater things are happening to you. The world we live in is going to work for you. The mountains are working for you. Come on, stand on your feet and lift up your hands to God. The valleys are going to work for you. The mountains are working for you. Presidents are looking for you. Kings are signing for you. Honorables are desiring what you have. The world we live in is going to bring in your victory. The gold is mine and the silver is mine, says the Lord. He says, I love whom I love. I bless whom I bless. Oh, greater is he who is in the inside of you than the devil that is in the world. Everybody stand on your feet. Lift up your hands and pray. Begin to prophesy over 2025. Let me tell you something. 2025 is going to be a great year. We are going to experience great victories, great successes, great explosions. I was sitting there coming to preach and the Spirit of the Lord told me, he said, look at 2025 as a year of great things. It is a year for great things. It is a year of great things. Begin to declare great houses, great ministries, great locations, great networks, explosive ministries, explosive financial breakthroughs. The God of heaven is on your side. Be thankful to God. Rejoice in the presence of God. Sing hymns.
Yimbe nyimbe za
Mungu. Sing praises.
Yimba matendo.
Worship the Lord.
Sinza Mukama.
In his presence we stand.
Mukubera woku mutimirira.
He cares for you.
Afayo joli.
He understands you.
Akutegera.
He loves you beyond measure.
Akwagala nochi bitabalika.
The Bible says great doors.
Bible yegama nchenzije zama.
Have been opened for you.
Zigudwao joli.
There might be adversaries.
Era.
There might be enemies.
Why is okwa abalaba abanji?
But regardless of the enemies,
esinsonga mulabe chi.
The doors are open.
Enzijizo ziku.
Walk through them.
Ziingiremo.
There are territories to take.
Waliwa matwala go kutwala.
There are territories to take.
Waliwa matwala go kutwala.
Awanike mikono sabe.
Stand up and pray.
Situate the voice of sabe.
Lift up your voice and pray.
Mukama ngambye chigamba.
The Lord has told me one.
Kibiri abiri mweta.
The 2025.
Nabe ngomwa ko gwebi ntwebi nene.
Is a year of great things. Great and mighty things. Lift up your hands.
Waliko YouTube.
You on YouTube.
Waliko BTM TV.
You on BTM TV.
Waliko Njiri Radio.
You on Njiri Radio. Great things.
Bigenda kubera ko.
God coming to you.
You're taking a territory.
You're taking territories.
Atware bifo.
You're taking territory.
Mawanga.
You're taking nations.
Atware nimi.
You're taking
Atware promotions.
You're taking promotions.
Locations.
You're taking locations.
Zitwara Kampala yena.
You're taking Kampala.
Divisions on Neza Kampala.
All the divisions of Kampala.
Tutwara divisions on Neza Kampala.
We are taking all the divisions of Kampala.
Tutwara Wakiso yena.
We are taking the entire Wakiso.
Tutwara Mukono Neruwero.
We are taking entire Mukono
Neruwero. Tutwara Kone Kayunga.
We are taking Kayunga.
Tutwara Kone Mpichi.
We are taking Mpichi.
Mulinyeria Yesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Waberewa Saba.
Someone pray.
Echo mwaka kuno bila bili mweta.
This year 2025.
Ukwate bintu ebinene.
You're holding on to great things.
Utoka kubintu ebinene.
You're achieving great things.
Mwewa location leaders.
You location leaders.
Ugena ugandika locations empia.
You're going to send new locations in your churches.
They're
going to be arise.
Then
musicians will rise.
As we recorded.
Songs that will be recorded.
Recordings is going to furuma.
Great recordings will come.
In
the name of Jesus.
Locations of faith.
In your locations. They're coming up. Wealthy men that are
supporting billionaires.
Billionaires are rising up.
And
will support the churches.
Yes.
We are buying land. We are taking land. We are taking up buildings. We are taking up cities. In the name of Jesus. We are entering into places. We are entering into people. The hand of the Lord is upon our lives. The power of God is going everywhere. The Lord is taking you to places you never
been
to. In the name of Jesus. There is a sick person here. The Lord has healed you. You are no longer sick. You are no longer sick. The blessing of God. There is someone building a house. The year 2025. Someone is buying a car. The year 2025. In the name of Jesus. Someone is getting
married.
Someone is getting
married.
Someone is married. The year
2025.
Someone is buying a
car.
Go to the nations.
The year 2025.
Someone is going back to school. I'm going to school.
The
year 2025.
Ndaba billions.
I see billions.
Ndaba billions.
I see billions.
Ndaba billions.
I see billions.
Omulaba badazirwa anyisa.
The enemy was fighting. The Lord has released. The Lord has released. Let me see you pray. Take 5 minutes. And pray.
Look sabo kweka kwamwana.
Pray.
Ukuku malilia.
Fervent prayer. Someone
in the
name of Jesus.
I am mandated.
Someone is starting a bread business.
Saba.
Pray. We have 4 minutes. We have 4 minutes to pray. There's someone singing song. They are going to release albums. There's a preacher preaching. Secret puppies.
Great
platforms are open.
Locations.
Many locations
have
been open.
Behold
a new level.
Conference.
And
the
children. See the level. level we are going to.
Conference yaba sajja.
The men's conference.
Laba level kweturaga.
See the level which we are going to.
Conference yaba chara.
The women's conference.
Laba level kweturaga.
See the level we are going to.
Thank you Jesus Festival.
Thank you Jesus Festival.
Sente zenazize.
All the money has come.
Ukabirisi buse.
All the provision has come.
Ukagabuse.
Growth has come.
Ukisaguse.
Blessing has come.
Ukisachize.
Grace has come.
Laba location leaders.
The location leaders.
Bafune ntebe.
Abide.
Bafune taka.
They are receiving land.
Bagaziwa.
They expanding.
Barandika location.
They are starting with.
Uwakaguno.
This year.
Biriyabiri mwe tan.
2025.
Regular locations.
We are getting to locations.
Ezisoba mchikumi.
There are more than 100.
Over 100 locations.
Over 100 locations.
Are starting.
Zita andika.
Radike mikono.
Lift up your hands.
Mugambe mukama.
And say Lord.
Echiwade chinsifunulobubi.
Whatever was.
Echo chigende.
Is leaving.
Echiwade chinsifunulobubi.
Whatever was misinterpreting.
Echo chigende.
Let it go.
Echiwade chintegerobubi.
Whatever was misunderstanding.
Echo chigende.
Let it go.
Echiwade chinyagebyange.
Whatever is holding back my
life.
Let it go.
Satan weyacha.
When the devil came.
Okema Yesu.
To tempt Jesus.
Yesu na mugamba.
Jesus told him.
Vao Satan.
Get behind me devil.
Mugamba agende.
Tell the devil to get
mugamba
behind
Mugamba vao Satan.
Tell the devil to get behind me.
Mirimu jange vao.
Get out of my
way. Mugamba za vao.
Get out of my ministry.
Mugamba ange vao.
Get out of my family.
Mugamba business yange vao.
Get out of my business.
Mukanisha vao.
Get out of my church.
Mugamba za vao.
Get out of the business.
Get out.
Mugamba
vao.
Say get out.
Promotion yange vao.
Promotion get out.
Kura kwange vao.
Prosperity get out.
Nakatara kwange vao. Mubiyama gero yange mufeko.
My miracles get out.
Sikumwere zabu wange.
Get out of my ministry.
Vao mubula mumu wange.
Get out of my
family. Vao mufamire yange.
Get out of my family.
Enda.
Get out.
Mulinye ria Yesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Vao urwarero.
Get out today.
Toina buyinza.
You have no authority.
Vao urwarero.
Get out today.
Toina buyinza.
You have no authority.
Vao urwarero.
Get out today.
Toina bu. Mugambe.
Tell him.
Mugambe.
Tell the devil.
Mbaga yange.
Leave my wedding.
Fuku mchara wange.
Leave my wife.
Fuku mwami wange.
Leave my husband.
Fuku location.
Leave my location.
Fuku restoration assembly.
Leave restoration assembly.
Fuku Bible faith.
Leave Bible faith.
Fuku wagaga.
Leave my wife.
Fuku wawereza.
Leave the ministers.
Fuku wana wakatunda.
Leave the children of God.
Fuku mirimuja fe.
Leave our wife.
Fuku mietukura.
Leave our
Bifaku.
Leave them.
Wanike mikono mugambe.
Lift up your hands.
Mugambe stani kenda.
The devil leave.
Mugambe stani go.
Tell the devil to lose.
Go away.
Get out.
Go away.
Genda.
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 Raka yaba.
Raka tayaba.
Raka teba.
Raka zira.
Raka raba.
Raka yaba.
Raba mande.
Raka zira.
Yaba totata.
Raka bayaba.
Raba mande.
Raka bayaba.
Raba bolelela.
Raka zira.
Yaba balobola.
Raka dayaba.
Riba labane.
Marugo zira.
Raba boraba.
Maraba
yaba.
Marege dela.
Sheleba.
Riga ba.
Riba mama.
Alaba yaba.
Abadi ku radio.
Sheleba.
Abadi ku TV. Abadi eka. Abadi ku YouTube.
Abadi ku YouTube. Get up.
Basumule mukama.
Be delivered.
Sumurura.
Be delivered.
Sumurura.
Be delivered.
Sumurura.
Be delivered.
Sumurura.
Be delivered.
Abaina masomero. Mukama sumurura. Abaina mayumba. Mukama sumurura. Abaina businesses. Abaina
companies.
Mukama sumurura. Abaina mawanga jebaraka. Mukama sumurura.
May the Lord release.
Sumurura.
May the Lord open.
Sumurura.
May the Lord release.
Sumurura.
May the Lord release.
Ababade noru jorumu.
Those
are not promotion.
Promotion
is sumurubwa.
May the promotion
such a katonda.
May the grace of God. The grace of God has come.
Satan.
You devil.
Kenda.
Get out.
Emuzimo.
You evil.
Kenda.
Get away.
Abatandi kebintu.
Those are sad
things.
And they don't
finish.
They don't finish.
Abatandi kebizimbe.
Those are sad
people. They're
finishing.
Mulinya lya Yesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Ayayayaya.
Maragadaya.
Situko sabe.
Rise up.
Yogera. Biri abiri mwe tan.
2025.
Mwaka.
Is a year.
Ya kutwara bifu.
Of taking territories.
Of taking territories.
Ya kutwara bitundu.
Of taking territories.
Ya kutwara gwanga.
Taking the nation.
Mukama utwade Uganda.
The Lord you gave us.
Mukama utwade amawanga.
You gave us a nation.
Mukama utwade bibuga.
You've given us cities.
Mukama utwade amawanga.
You've given us nations.
Utwade bibuga.
You've given us cities.
Utwade bifu binene.
You've given us good
places. Mukama utwade obuwanguzi.
Lord you've given us good
places. Utwade amafuta.
You've given us amafuta.
Makataba.
Marekele.
Amanya gomoyo.
The power
of God.
Mukama. Lord, today I'm parking my motorcar. Ezuera,
umwaka
guno ogujja, zikubisibwemu, emirundi musanvu, emmotoka mu parking, zikubisibwemu, emirundi musanvu, emmotoka mu parking, zikubisibwemu, emirundi abiri mu gumu, 21 times,
maragadaya, maragababa. Maraba gadele baya. Rika baba baya la baya. Rika baga daya la la baya. Maraka baga daya la baya. Libra gazo bele la ba. Saba 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 saba. Masheke baka daya la la ba. Rika tata yele la ba ba ba. Arreke yele ba. Ebin tori nene.
Nini lo sabe.
Stand up and pray.
Kavarama na mutoi nini da.
Whether you be a.
Kavarama sata mukuru nini da.
Whether you be a mature.
Kavarama kazi nini da.
Whether you be a woman pray.
Ati muganda mukama.
Tell him Lord.
Biri abiri moeta.
2025.
Aka kama futa.
Anoint me.
Aka kama futa.
Anoint me Lord.
Aga kora ni nene.
With the anointing.
Ama futa aga kora ni amani.
Anointing to do.
Ama futa aga kora ni amake.
Anointing to do.
Ama futa aga ingira na wanga.
Anointing to do.
Ama futa aga zimba ni zimba.
Anointing that.
Ama futa aga gagawara.
Anointing.
Ama futa aga kora ni nene.
Anointing.
Aga kora ni amani. Aga kora ni chitaro. Ama futa aga kora ni sukura.
Anointing.
Bakutegera. Naku na nyakwa bantu. Ama futa mukama. Aga skura ndera. Ama futa aga mukura ndese. Ama futa aga location. Ama futa aga ba disciples. Ama futa aga siwa chakatoga. Mukama simoya mafuta. Wanika mikono.
Lift up your hands.
Mukama mpama mafuta. Abana abato.
The children.
Usabai.
Pray.
Abakazi saba.
Women pray.
Abasajja saba.
Men pray.
Abalocation leaders saba.
Location leaders pray.
Abana business saba.
Those with business.
Ndaba.
I see.
Ndaba.
I see.
Ndaba.
I see.
Ndaba moyo.
I see the spirit.
Abakubura mbo.
Wanika
mikono. Ndaba moyo.
I see the spirit.
Mukama.
Say Lord.
Moyo lo.
Spirit.
Abakubura mbo.
May you speak. You see the spirit. You go to do things that you've never done
before.
You go to buy houses. You go to buy land. You go to preach the gospel. You go to travel nations. You go to
buy.
The Lord has given us the Lord has given us the nations.
The locations has given
us the
locations.
The promotions
has given
us the promotions.
Such a katonda,
grace of God
is
working over
us.
We are not in
abundance.
We have abundance.
We have
abundance.
More than enough.
More than enough.
More than enough.
More
than enough.
More than enough.
More than enough.
More than enough.
Yes.
Mashata ya labaya, rekatata ya laba. Yes, Lord. Mashata ya labaya. Zeke brother,
oh yes.
We wow mukama.
Oh yes.
We wow.
Oh yes.
We wow.
Oh yes.
We wow mukama.
Wanike mikono mweba.
Lift up your hands and thank the Lord.
Ngokolo sebi gambo.
Using your words.
Ngabo kubane mungaro.
As you clap your hands.
Ngokolo sebi gambo.
Using your words.
Ngabo kubane mungaro.
As even you clap your hands.
Mukama weba le.
Tell him thank you Lord.
Yogera.
Speak.
Muge weba le.
Say thank you Lord.
Mugambe weba le.
Say thank you Lord.
Muge mukama weba le.
Say thank you Lord.
Oruaroro.
For today. Poverty has left.
Akarosa.
The sin.
Akobavu kagenze.
Poverty has left.
Nakarosa.
And the sin.
Akobugaga kase.
Wealth has come.
Akarosa kobugaga kase.
The sin of wealth.
Akarosa kobugaga kase.
The sin of wealth.
Akarosa komukisa kase.
The sin of the blessing.
Akarosa kokura kuna na kase.
The sin of prosperity.
Akarosa kechitiba chakunda kase.
The sin of the glory of God.
Akarosa komuanguzi kase.
The sin of victory.
Mama. Rakaya, connections.
Seek
connections.
Seek connections.
Tara connections.
Receive the connections.
Connection.
Receive the
connection.
Receive the
connection.
Receive.
Tara.
Receive.
Oh, ma ba ba ba, ya ba 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 ba, shara ra ra ra. Shaking, shata tato kaba, yakaba baba baba, yakaba baba baba. Mazimadala,
surely.
Mazimadala,
surely.
Ebi gambo bino bihulire.
Listen to this.
Erabi fune
and receive them.
Mazimadala,
surely.
Oburuji nekisa.
Goodness and mercy.
Bina tambura na fe.
Shall go with us.
Biri abiri mwetan.
2025.
Mazimadala,
surely.
Biri abiri mwetan.
2025.
Ono tuare chifocho.
You will take your place.
Ono tuare territories.
You will take territories.
Ono tuare bifo.
You will take territories.
Ono tuare ibibangirizi.
You will take lands.
Ono tuare bufusi.
You will take leadership.
You shall occupy.
Ono okutuusa
Yesu
lw'anadda
mazima ddala enzigi zo tezigalwewo emisana n'ekiro nga zireeta obugagga bw'amawanga akawunti zo zinaavujjirirwa n'okukola kwa katonda ekitiibwa kya mukama kyeyongerayongera akamwako kanajjula amasavu kanajjula enseko obuweereza bwo bugaziwa buli bantu wonna okutuuka ku nkomero z'ensi onoozimba onoofuna nebyotazimba onoogula onoofuna nebyotaguze omukono gwa katonda guli naawe promotion yeeramise embaga yeetuuse aya makataba ekitiibwa katonda kiri ku ggwe enyumba ye nejjula emikolo buli nnya lya yesu 2025 ebintu ebinene birabisibwa mu bulamu bwo mu linnya lya yesu abantu bona ne bagamba nti amiina.